down and just, no, that's work. All you have to do to be saved is believe. Trust in the one God sent. But somehow, after you become a Christian, grace changes. Now you've got to work for God, and that's grace. Well, why wasn't it grace on this side of the cross? How did it change its definition? Then we had the word faith. I was saved by faith, and another person says, I was saved by faith. Okay, let's see what they mean. One person says, I was saved by faith. I was saved by simply trusting in the one God sent. The other person says, I was saved by faith. I trust God that if I will do this, and if I will do this, and if I will do that, then God will save me. God will restore me from sin. God will bless me. You have the same words, but two entirely different views. Two entirely different concepts of faith. What is the faith that God is looking for? And the same thing with obedience, the same thing with serving. So, Joshua says, in verses 14 to 15, he will serve. Now look at the people. Verse 15. Now, and the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Sounds good. Joshua should be really happy, but he's not. For the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and who did these great signs in our sight and preserved us through all the way in which we went among the peoples through whose midst we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, who lived in the land. We also will serve the Lord. He is our God. Well, Joshua should be ecstatic. But Joshua's not ecstatic. Let's look at verse 19. Then Joshua said to the people, you will not be able to serve the Lord. For he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions of your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve other foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm, consume you after he has done good to you. So what is going on here? Well, people, what you have going on is what they say serve, they mean something different than when Joshua says it. We have two different views of God. You can use the word grace, faith, obey, serve, and have two entirely different views of God. Joshua has one view of God. The people have a different view of God. Their view of God is, you have to do something for God.